Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. We want to welcome you to the outreach program as sponsored by the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This program has been established to help those wishing to learn and become proficient with the International Morse Code. This will be an in-depth course pertaining to what one should know when studying for code proficiency. This course will be conducted with two sessions weekly, which will be at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 0000 Zulu each Tuesday, and at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 0000 Zulu each Sunday evening. For those that are already capable and wish either a refresher course or would just like to listen, please connect to our SCARS server at either Echolink node number 96140 or ILP node 9614. For those who are interested in attending, please contact Mite, KD0CDQ, via email at vyp@vypnet.southcars.com to enroll in the class and be given directions as to the studying material required and the manner you will be connecting into the course. Should anyone take issue to some of the procedural statements made, and in keeping with not interrupting the class in session, please convey your comments or suggestions to the outreach program at vyp@vypnet.southcars.com. Do we have any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled before we start this evening's program? If so, please come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, and we always say here on South Cars, that's a real good thing. You know, my name is Kathy, and my call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And I'm just introducing the program this evening, and very shortly I'll turn the program over to our moderator and instructor for this evening. And our moderator is KY6B Gordon in Central Florida. And our backup this evening is NC5IR. And thank you, each of you, for presenting this program this evening. So at this point, KY6V, I'm going to throw it to your direction so you can begin the program. KY6V from Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And thank you for allowing me to begin the program this evening.
Well, thank you, pretty lady. And I appreciate you doing the opening here this evening. Good evening, everybody. Gordon, KY6V, reporting in from Central Florida. We're about 72 degrees in my neighborhood as we speak, and headed down to about 57 for a low this evening. It's been a pleasant day here in Florida, and the sun has been doing its number. And for all my good friends up north, I want to reiterate that there is absolutely, positively, and emphatically no snow on my turf. Okay, I want to welcome everybody. I noticed I pulled out my Chinese hibiscus a little while ago and determined this class tonight is the fifth class out of the eight that will be presented. By the time we're through tonight, that means that we are 62.5% through the course. And to each of you out there that have enrolled in the course, my congratulations. You're just all, every one of you, doing one bang-up job. The homework assignments have been coming out just top-notch. And you're just all acing this thing, and you're really going to be rocking and rolling here by the time we wind things up on about the 19th or so. So, okay, a couple of questions. We're going to run a quick roll call, and then we'll get into the meat of the evening. First question is, how did you do with the punctuation assignment from the last class? And number two, how is the practice going? Are you sticking with it daily? You know, that's really important. Stick with it daily, and I'd like to know if you're being able to achieve that. Okay, I don't have my listing handy here at the moment, but I will start with you, Kathy, and then we'll sort of go from there. Again, the class listing is by the way that they signed in and registered for the class and not necessarily in alphabetical order. So, two questions. How did you do with the punctuation? Number two, how's the practice going? Kathy, please, K6SUN, over.
Well, good evening, Gordon, and good evening, South Coast, this evening, and classmates. Don't see as many connected this evening as we usually see, but maybe they'll be popping in. And when I've completed my questions, I will go ahead and put those welcome emails or things into the text box so that our students have a good welcome. But how did I do with the punctuations? Just fantastic. You know, my long-term memory came back when I first started this about 3 years ago, so it's come back to me rather quickly. You know, it has really helped to look at some of that schoolwork I have and the letters and the punctuation. And in my spare time, when the kids are doing their work, I actually do some practicing. And so as far as the practicing going, I think I answered that question, but I still do it to work, and I still do it on my way home. And any spare time I have during the weekends or during the evenings, I try to do as much practicing as I can. I hope that answered your question. And I don't see George connected with his laptop, but you may want to try calling him first. But thanks for allowing me to be part of the program and to share, be the first to share this evening. Back to you, KY6D, from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Okay, great, Kathy. Thank you very much. And, you know, we're all very much appreciative of everything that you do here as net manager for South Cars VOIP. And you've had a pretty busy weekend from what I have been listening to. George, I don't see your laptop either connected here unless you're upstairs and on your dash L. I'll give you a quick call if you'd like to jump in, sir. KW4LCB, Orange City, Florida. KY6V for South Cars. Okay, he may be finishing up feeding the horses, I'll bet. How about you, David? How did the winter storm treat you and yours, sir? And I want to congratulate you. You were the first one out of the gate today, David, that answered the last code publication that went out with the homework assignment, so you're number one on the list. And did a great job, sir. W3JDH from KY6V, over.
Well, thank you, Gordon. Everything's fine here in Pittsburgh. We weathered the storm without any incidents. We've had a little bit of snow most every day. Today we didn't have any, but most every day since I've been here for a week and a half, we've had a little bit of snow. But that storm basically was pretty much northeastern Pennsylvania, New York, Jersey, Connecticut, and the New England area. So we didn't have any damage from that. Checking with my wife at our home in Coatesville, I had about 2 inches of snow, but everything's okay with power. Practice is going okay. I took a walk with Daniel today for about 45 minutes, and as we walked along, I was did-eyeing with all the house numbers and the house signs out front and the repair trucks and the street signs and all that sort of thing. So I feel very, very comfortable with creating the code. Pulling it out of the air is something different. Frankly, I have to write down the letters as I hear them and repeat and repeat and repeat, and each time I get a few more of the missing pieces. So I know that's not the way you do it when you're listening to somebody. You don't get a chance to do a repeat, but that seems to be what I have to do. So that's what's going on here. As I said, great weather. I'm glad you're enjoying Florida. You Florida folks down there are really lucky for this time of the year, although I wouldn't want to live there in August. So back to you, Gordon, KY6V, and I realized the other night I did it KV6Y, so you're now Killa. I had a little short thing for it, KY6 Volt. Back to you, Gordon. and hello, Kathy.
All right, very good, Dave. Well, I'm glad that you fared the storm, particularly at your main home location. I think you're pretty close to the water, as I recall. But that's just grand. I wonder, just sitting back and reflecting on your comments here the last couple of nights, if maybe it's now time for you to pour on the more time on the reception than on the sending. Sounds like you've got a good code base. And you know, I've always said that it's a lot easier and you can send faster when you're sending, because you know what you're sending. You just don't know what the other guy is sending to you or what it's going to be. So we're going to be talking about RSS feeds tonight and introducing that. Dave, that may be something you want to look at. It's a news feed. You know, almost just like right off the wire, but it's NCW and its program allows you to adjust the speed and characters and so on and so forth. So we'll be getting into that. Thanks, Dave. I'm going to move it on here. NC5R, that's my shotgun rider here tonight. Thanks for being with me. Rick, how's everything out there in the grand state of Texas? Over.
Oh, everything's great here in Texas. We're enjoying this wonderful weather. Lows in the mid-50s, highs in the low 70s. It's great. A little rainy today. I was knocked off the air a little bit talking to you on my iPhone, and somebody called me of all the crazy things. So we're back on the air and trying to maintain a vigil here to be your backup. We're doing pretty well, getting comfortable with 15 words per minute, and got all the letters, numbers, and most of the punctuation. So we're coming right along. I'm determined to make it a go this time. Been listening to a lot of CW this weekend on the radio, and picking out letters here and there and trying to find the slow guys. But we're going to make it work this time. So we're glad to be here tonight, and great to see and hear all of you. So back to you, Gordon, NC5IR.
Well, that too sounds fantastic, Rick. Thank you for all of that, sir. Let me ask you a quick question. I know that some of the guys and gals that are using Androids, iPhones, whatever, have the same similar problem. Somebody calls them and they get right knocked out of the app for Echolink. Is there any way on that thing that you can disconnect incoming calls while you're on Echolink, or do you just have to take the gaff? Over.
Well, I don't really know. It's the first time it's ever happened. I usually, when I can get on with the iPad, you don't have to worry about phone calls there. But I can't get the iPad to work, can't get the laptop to work. So I'm just glad that I got connected one out of three ways. I don't know how to stop incoming calls.
Yeah, I'll have to ask around if anybody online here connected with us tonight has information. Can you forestall or mute or hold off or turn off the incoming calls when you're running another application? I see Paul is connected. Maybe as we get down the line, Paul might be able to answer that too. Thanks, Dave. Keep Texas on the map. We need you. KC2RMO, Mr. Syracuse. Grand program this morning, sir. And how are you doing this evening? KY6V for South Cars.
Well, thank you very, 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 very much, sir, for those kind words. Had a lot of fun this morning. That was a good topic, and it's great to look back on those old times and some of the stuff that came before you, and the friends that you shared it with. How am I doing? Well, this was kind of an up and down week for me. I wasn't as consistent, I think, with things as I was, and I think Dave pretty well summed it up. Pretty much in that same boat where I'll just pick up anything, you know, piece of newspaper or a memo or anything that's printed, and I can I'll convert that to Morse. I'll read a sentence and I'll just do my da-das and the whole thing. I am having some trouble, especially with characters at higher rates. And just what you said, maybe it's time to pour on listening to some more received stuff and get into that mode. So I'm waiting with bated breath to hear about the RSS. That might just be a real big help for me. I don't know if I've hit a plateau or not. I just seem to be kind of doing the same thing, you know, listening and stopping, to try to get it, especially on stuff that's going quickly. So we'll throw it back to you, but I think I've already got the answer for that, and I will once again wait eagerly for the word on that RSS. KC2RMO is sending it back to the net.
Okay, well, I know you'll get there, Gary. There's no doubt in my mind at all. The RSS will help you. You know, you've got a built-in recorder right here on the Echolink program. And all you have to do is, like, connect to the test server and send yourself an article out of that newspaper that you're reading. Record it. And then disconnect everything except for the recorder. Play the recorder back and see how much of that article you can copy. You know, you can start out, I wouldn't call it cheating, but listen to your fist coming back with that article and read it at the same time. And then take the article, turn it upside down, put it underneath your desk and try it again. And that's great reinforcement, sir. Over.
That's good stuff. I'll have to give that a try too. I've been just looking for some way that really would be good. I know WA1W uses the has that code practice that they do, and I was looking around for the schedule on that. I couldn't find it, but it's been kind of a busy week. I haven't been able to do a lot of researching on a lot of things. So. But I was thinking about that, tuning it in and seeing what I can copy. But that's great. Just use the Echolink facility. That's nice and handy. No muss, no fuss. And certainly got enough printed stuff around here that I can transmit. So one more resource. Sounds good. Sounds very good, as a matter of fact. Good source for practice. It's KC2RMO. Back to the net.
Yeah, I may have pull the rod just a little bit too early, but you'll notice that the code practice homework that was assigned, well, actually we're getting into it gradually. I've moved the bar, and although the text on the homework is the same on all three files that were published, I threw it at all of you at 15:10, then 15:15, and then I threw in 20. So there's 20:15 in there. What I want you to do is to listen to all three of those and start to get a feel of what the higher speed is doing to you, and you might be surprised. That sound okay to you, Gary? Over.
Yeah, it does. I know the one thing that I particularly notice when I get into a high speed situation, I'll latch on. I can hear, you know, I'll hear the letters. I'll hear a part of it, and then I miss something. And as soon as I miss something, I am totally lost because it's going so much quicker than I can catch up with it. And that's when I put the brakes on. Okay, we'll try again, and we'll, you know, so maybe I'll get. I'll get three items and then re-listen, and I'm up to four. And then I'll re-listen, maybe I can get up to six, you know, that sort of thing. But it's really easy for me to get lost, and I don't know if that's common or if that's just me. But that seems to be my biggest problem. If I just lose that for even just that little half a second at those higher speeds, I'm a very confused little puppy.
Well, first of all, sir, it's very common. And I think you'll find out that everybody will say that they're having the same problem here in this class. My recommendation, and I mentioned this last class, was that do not stay there and try to figure out what that letter is that's bothering you that you haven't got yet, because you're going to lose the next three or four that are coming at you. If you're copying down either with a typewriter, you know, the keyboard, or handwritten, just put a dash there. Say, the heck with it, I'll come back to it. Now, it won't be long. In fact, our next code for homework is going to be in straight English and words and sentences. We're going to get away from the five-letter code, because I think it's time that you guys and gals get introduced to the real world. And when that happens, you're going to get the first two or three letters of that word, and you're going to know what the word is in most cases. So if you miss a letter in the word the, like you miss the H, you come back and you say, well, I know what that is. That makes sense to you, Gary? Over.
That makes absolute sense. And actually, that might just be a turnaround for me, because I'll have that ability to work with something familiar. And you're right, if I miss a letter here or there, it's easy to fill in the blanks, and it's easy to it's also easy to anticipate. So I think that takes a little bit of the strain off of you too. You're not, you know, what's next, you know, you're not doing that, you know. It's like it's C-A, okay, maybe there's a T there, you know, or something like that. So you know, you have that ability to kind of to fill in what's coming up next, and eases a little bit of the pressure. So I'm looking forward to that.
JDH.
All right, very good, Gary. Well, it'll come, sir. JDH. David, go ahead, sir.
Thanks for letting me hop back in here before we go on, and I don't mean to take the time from the other people that are here, but while we're on a couple of these subjects, I just wanted to make a couple of more comments. Number one, I'm not aware of how you can turn off the phone ringing on a droid when you're on Echolink. I also think, as I've tried to research, because I have an iPad as well as a netbook and a desktop and a droid, the iPad system is not compatible with Echolink, so having an iPad isn't going to work, from what I've been able to gather. I've tried to bring down the apps, and they're just not a compatible system. Going back to the practice, I hate to keep harping on this G4FO9, but this program that I've been using, and that's really where I'm concentrating when I'm sitting at the desk, is that program. And you can set that thing up in such a way that you can select the letters. So if I'm having troubles with a character that's got four elements, the Q, the Z, the X, the Y, the C, the B, the J, the F, the V, the L, I can set up any combinations of one or more letters of those and just keep listening to only those letters so that I can hear it over and over and over again. The program also allows you to change speed. It also allows you to select from a dictionary. You can select 100 words or 500 words. So when I start having troubles with something that I thought I knew, I can practice on just those particular letters that are giving me difficulty. So I go back to that. That's working for me, and that's where I'm really putting my efforts. It's fun to walk along and read the sign and do the did-ahs, but it's work to do it the other way, and that's pulling these letters out of the air. So continue on with the program. Back to Q, KY6V.
All right, thanks for all of that, Dave. I don't know about loading it in with 400 or 500 dictionary words. That might be interesting in itself, and improves one's vocabulary, I guess. Well, look, on the iPads, we'll get some comments on that too, because I know for a fact there are people that are running iPads on Echolink, and have done so right here on the SCARS server. So something is just not coming to, and we'll probably have to talk about that further. Thank you, Dave. Let me rotate everything up here to West Lafayette and say good evening to Jim. URD, how are you, sir? And What do you have to report? Again, we're looking for two questions. You know, how'd you do on the punctuation, and how's your practice going on a daily basis, Jim? Over.
Well, good evening, Gordon. This is KC9URD. I'd like to say good evening to you and to Kathy and to Gary and Dave, everyone else on the class here this evening. It's going well. First off, did get me a straight key, finally. Got a good old MFJ straight key, nice heavy duty. Looks like the same way as they made them back in the 60s or whatever, way back when. And it just got a little code practice oscillator attached to it. And put the 9-volt battery in there, and so we can do a little sending. Haven't been able to do much receiving yet, other than what you've been sending the assignments. I have yet looked at most of one. That one, I think you've got it at different, three different speeds. Are you going to want us to copy each of those? I'm wondering. Is that correct? Go ahead.
No, not necessarily. I think what I want to do is just introduce you to it, Jim. As I say, I've moved the bar, and that third file is running at 20 words a minute, Farnsworth, character speed, although I left it at the spacing of 15. I just want you guys to get familiar with it. The text is identical, as I mentioned, on all three files, so, you know, I'd appreciate your comments when you look at all three, and you don't have to tell me which one you copied that you submitted, but I'd like to know your feelings on the approach. Over.
Sure. Okay. I understand, Gordon. That sounds good. We'll do, and I'll listen to all three of them and see which one we can do. Also, just curious, do you still use the or have access to an old straight key? And if so, I'll bet you're familiar with those two knobs on the two adjustments on the key. Because if I recall right, you had a pretty fast, rapid fist on that thing. Is that a Roger?
Well, I primarily use a Vibraplex. That's what I grew up with. But I do have a straight key right next to it. For the adjustments, the two that are extremely important. And there is a third also, or a third and fourth, but they're in combination. One is your gap, all right? That's the setting up closest to the knob of the key. And that will set the gap between the two contacts. You don't want it too wide. You're going to find yourself having to work too much, and you don't want it too close, or you won't be consistent. And then you have your tension, your spring tension. And then there are two knobs on the sides of the main shaft, which are just the pivot points for the arm. You want to make sure that those are not too tight, because if they are, they'll sort of slow down and make your effort on the key rather laborious. I'd have to go back and look at the emails that went out, Jim, but it was, I think, maybe number 12, number 13 possibly. Dave had sent in a military video on setting up a straight key, which I thought was just excellent. Now, it was published in 1944, but things haven't changed a bit, Jim. Over.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I had to reach for the key here. The mic. Wow. Yeah, I guess it. That probably is the same. It was a video. Was there audio? Much? Did you get to hear the audio portion also? Over.
Oh yeah. You don't have to worry about the video portion. It just shows you an operator doing his thing. But it's very well explained on the audio track. Over.
Okay. And so that you said that was in one of the emails that you sent out, like the Rev 12, is that correct? Over.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one. I'd have to go back. And, Jim, I'll make a note here and shoot you an email. Let me do that right now. URD military code video. I'll look that up. If not tonight, first thing in the morning, I'll send you an email as to what document that was on. If you don't have it anymore, let me know. I'll send you it again, or at least I can send you the URL over.
Yeah, very good. Now, I've kept them all. I probably have it. I should have it. No, I got the key adjusted. I just thought I'd mention it to you. I like the way it is. I've checked the one out with the gap in the tension. I don't think I want to tinker with the side adjustments there. Didn't mean to get too deep into that, but just thought I'd get your comments on it. Over Gordon, KY6V in the group. This is KC9URD.
Okay, very good, Jim. Well, we're going to move it on here. If you feel that the key is moving comfortably and it has no restraints, and there's no real reason that you have to play with those side positions. Sometimes I've seen them screwed down a little bit too tight, and it makes things awkward. All right, let me rotate the entire United States and point it and beam towards Fedner down there in the islands. Fedner, good evening to you, sir. You did just a grand job on that last homework that you sent in. You were 100% solid copy. Just give some thought about the spacing. You know, when we're sending out stuff in five-letter code, there is a space between each five groups. You know, each group of five, I should say. It's not all run together. But other than that, you're great. Go ahead, Fedner, and how are you, sir?
Good evening. I'm at Control 9 and Zulu 4, Foxtrotter, November, Lima. Saying good evening to everyone on tonight's class. Okay. All right. Take your advice. I find I'm doing pretty okay. All right. I should say what I'm doing, I'm improving. Right. I need some more practice. Right. I realize there's not more like you learn the letters and you learn like F and learn that. You need to how you said before. Listen to it and actually try actually sending some this and some that, right? And I practice it on my phone here, right? And it's coming along okay, right? I may not be up to my own standard, but I'm certainly improving. I'm at a different stage from when I started the class. So thanks, Net Control. Pass it back to you.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, Fedner, and you are just doing a beautiful job. I'm just very pleased with this class this year. A lot of sharp people, and you're picking it up in grand fashion. I will admit, very honestly, that I sit back and see this homework come in, and I said, boy, these guys are good, or these gals are good. But what I don't know is how many times you had to play that recording over and over and over again before you submitted your homework. And I frankly don't care if I ever know that, but because that's all part of the practice. All right, we have a couple of additional people. One of our instructors is online, or at least he's connected. I don't know if he's close to his equipment. Let's see if Paul has anything to say up there in Danbury, Connecticut. WQ1I, please, from KY6V.
Hi, good evening, Gordon. Good evening, class. Just nothing to add here, just listening in. I did put in the text box there that the iPad does have a Echolink app that I've used, and I saw Gary has used. They work just fine. And earlier with the comment about the phones, I was looking on my iPhone here to see if there was any way that you could disable the telephone function, at least temporarily. And no, you can't turn it off. It is first and foremost a telephone. And unless you cancel your service, then you have a very expensive iPod. And that be it here, Gordon, in snowy Connecticut. We got 18 to 20 inches yesterday, and we have 23 degrees here this evening. Back to
that. All right. Thanks for that. You know, it's business not being able to turn off the telephone is bothersome. It reminds me of the guys and gals that are using black blackjack. Is it blackjack? Black something. I think it's blackjack. A voice-over internet protocol telephone-type service. And that doggone thing takes over your computer. I mean, it's boss, and that's going to be the way it is. And it's been my recommendation to an awful lot of people. You take one of your older computers and you put blackjack on it. If that's the phone system you want to use, stick that old computer behind your couch and forget about it. Don't put it on your main computer. Any rate, thanks, Paul. WB4LBM up there in Franklin, Georgia. See you connected, Jim. Any comments for the good of the order before we continue with the class, sir? Over.
This is WB4LBM. Well, no, sir, don't have anything, and you're right on that blackjack. It ain't blackjack, magic jack. But anyway, it sure takes your computer over. They do make one now that's got its own computer built in it. That seems to work out right good. You don't have to use a computer, it does its own. But it does take over a computer. I mean, I got one that usually is dedicated to that. Although right now it's not. I've got to go get a new one because everybody knows his cell phone number, and a lot of people that's got it, I don't want them to have it. So I got to go get a new one. But anyway, it does all right. On the CW, nothing will substitute practice. It's just repetition. You're not getting it good until you get just about tired of it. And then you can see some progress. For me, I had a terrible time with it, but I did get it. So, it can be done if I can get it, anybody can. WB4LBM.
Hey, thanks for that, Jim. KY6V here for South Cars, and we're in the International Morse Code course, class number 5 here this evening. I knew I was saying something wrong about that blackjack. It's magic jack. I just felt it when I was saying it, but, you know, I was close anyway. Thanks, Jim. We have picked up that as our theme for the Morse code class. The theme is practice, practice, practice. Before we go on this evening, I want to say good evening to AG6 Item X-Ray. That's Ira out in California. He's just listening, but nice to have you aboard tonight. I hope California is doing well, Ira. All right, let's move it on. Let me recharge everybody's timers for a second. KY6V for South Cars. We are now 41 minutes in the hour, so we're going to start pumping it here so that we try and complete as close to the hour as we can. I'll be mailing this agenda out early this coming week, but I'm asking each of you to download 2 free programs that I would like to start using this coming Tuesday. Please become somewhat familiar with the programs before Tuesday's class, and they are a program called Just Learn Morse Code. I'll give you the URL in a moment. And the next is a RSS feed program. I'm going to ask Kathy, if you'd be kind enough, Kathy, to put these URLs in the text box for everybody, but they will be in the email going out tomorrow, most likely. The first one is http://www. Now, this is all one word, just learn Morse code.com. And the second URL is http://morse, MORSE-RSS, Romeo Sierra Sierra, dash news, N-E-W-S, dot SourceForge, spelled SourceForge, one word, dot net. I see that Kathy's already getting it into the text box. You can retrieve it there. You can retrieve it from the email when it goes out tomorrow. Does anybody need on a fill on that, or can you wait until the publication comes out, please? Over. Okay, hearing not a KY6V for South Cars International Morse code class. Let's have a brief discussion, and some of this is just a re-verbiage on the Farnsworth code approach. And we've stated before that the Farnsworth code approach is one that uses a higher speed at the character level, but brings the overall speed back down by increasing the time between the characters. And this is an excellent way to enhance and strengthen your ability as you grow and mature in this mode. This is something that we're using consistently throughout the classes for South Cars. We highly recommend it. You will find that one of these programs that I just asked you to take a look at gives you the ability to set the Farnsworth level and or the spacing level to my bells are ringing here in the background. I don't know if that's a early warning indication that I've lost my engine or what, but we'll find out. It looks like I'm still transmitting. And so you can play with getting it where you want, where you're comfortable, and then, you know, sort of take it from there. Let's discuss for a moment the RSS feed. Let me buy everybody's timer a nickel. KY6V here for South Cars. The RSS feed is a simple program that gives you news feeds in International Morse Code. It is an excellent learning tool and one that you should include in your daily practice sessions. Now, some of you are using W1AW, and as far as I'm concerned, that is an excellent, and has been for years, excellent CW practice outlet. They do not use Farnsworth, however. So you're getting straight code when you're running W1AW. So if it's 10 words a minute you're after, characters are going to be at 10 words a minute, and the spacing is going to be 10 words a minute. What we try to do with the Farnsworth is to elevate the character speed. If you can recognize it at a higher speed, it's going to be a lot more comfortable as you graduate up through these plateaus and really start rocking and rolling. Okay, let's see. Practice code assignment with letters, numbers, punctuation, and code identifiers. I think that goes without saying. Stay with it, guys and gals. We're 62.5% through this course, and we're going to be at the end of it before you know it. Very, very proud of each and every one of you. All right, we're going to play some code tapes. Let me drop and buy a nickel. The code tapes for this evening are going to be at three speeds. There are three files. That's 1510, 1515. And 2015. We've moved the bar up. We're throwing 20 at you to get you a little bit familiar with it. So I want you to note that the text is identical on all three speeds. This is a good way to start getting you familiar with the higher speeds. Compare what you copy at the slower speed to what you are able to copy at the higher speeds. And remember the theme. Practice, practice, practice. So give me just a second to unkey, pull up my CW folder, pick the right guy. If you're going to record tonight, get ready to hit your start button on your recorder. If not, these files are on the email that you should have in your possession. Stand by one, please. Okay, here comes Farnsworth at 15, code speed at 10, file number 1. stand by and hit your start button if you're recording.